From the KTOO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news. A group of seniors called Junior Seniors Supporting Seniors registered as a special interest group with the Alaska Public Offices Commission, looking to make a difference in the upcoming October 3rd election. Juneau Empire Reports Group Treasurer Ron Somerville says the aim of the group is to get the City and Borough of Juneau Assembly to restore full senior sales tax exemptions as restrictions on the sales tax have been in effect for 2 years. The group's stated purpose is to influence the 2017 Juneau municipal election concerning assembly seats and ballot initiatives. As a result of a 2015 ordinance, the only items that are tax exempt for seniors are essential items such as food, electricity, and heating fuel. The homicide case of a Juneau man accused of kicking another man at the downtown transit center has been postponed at least a few weeks, possibly as much as 5 months. David Evenson is accused of kicking Aaron Manette in the head June 30th at the bus terminal. The 56-year-old Manette died 5 days later in Seattle. The 51-year-old Evenson was indicted on felony charges of manslaughter and criminally negligent homicide. Public defender Eric Hedlund filed a motion to dismiss the indictment. He believes the grand jury, which handed up the indictment, was improperly instructed on the elements of the charges. Oral arguments on the motion to dismiss the indictment are scheduled for September 20th. A jury trial in the case was previously scheduled to start next Monday, September 18th. The trial scheduling depends on how the judge rules on the motion. Alaska Congressman Don Young reverted to form Thursday night. He spoke harsh words about another lawmaker on the floor of the U.S. House. Judged against his past confrontations, this one was nothing spectacular. But then Young did do something unusual. He made nice. It happened during a late-night session in the House chamber. Young was pressing for an amendment to ditch an Obama administration rule limiting methods for killing bears and wolves in Alaska's national preserves. Washington State Democrat Pramila Jayapal argued for keeping the rule, something she said got under Young's skin. He suggested her statement from the Humane Society.
And I really am disturbed. You may not know me, young lady, but I'm deeply disturbed. I am still talking.
His words. The gentleman has already impugned my motives by saying that I don't know a damn thing about what I'm talking about.
I didn't say damn, you said it.
He's now called me young lady, and Mr. Chairman, I ask that he take down his words.
Gentlemen will suspend.
The proceedings were halted while intermediaries tried to make peace. After 5 minutes, Young relented.
Recognition.
I sent to withdraw my offending words. And to the lady, I do apologize. I get very defensive about my state.
And then Young's amendment passed, 215 to 196. The bill is likely to clear the House this week. And quick look at weather. It's 50 degrees and overcast at Juneau International Airport. Weather tonight, scattered showers, mainly before 4 a.m. with a low around 45.